Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
American music can mean a lot of things to different people. Jazz, folk, hip-hop. Americana, though, has come to mean something very specific. A blending of indie rock, country, and a little blues. As part of an occasional series, we've been asking people of all musical backgrounds how they define American music. We caught up with an Americana band to get their thoughts.
When I think of American music, I guess I'm thinking of music that speaks to the vast spaces that are here in America. I mean, where we come from out in Oregon, you know, just to get to other towns takes hours. It's just really large spaces. And so to me, that's part of it. And then the other part of it is that it's, to me, American music is guitar music in a lot of ways.
Won't you let me walk you home from school?
I'm Eric Early. I play guitar and sing in Blitz and Trapper.
Hi, I'm Brian Cook, and I also sing. I play drums.
And I'm Marty Marquis. I play keyboards and sing for Blitz and Trapper.
Maybe Friday I can get tickets for the dance. Now take you.
The first song I picked was the song 13 by Big Star. The lyrics to this song just kind of describe what it was like for me growing up in the town I grew up in. I mean, it's pretty much every detail. Going to the dance, seeing a band. We had the pool in the neighborhood behind the orchard.
Yeah, the song 13 is American on so many different levels. It encapsulates kind of the high school experience. And then also the arrangement is just this sweet steel-stringed melange. I think Big Star was trying to emulate late era Beatles, and they did it in a way that only American kids could do.
Yeah, and our next pick is Tear Stained Eye by the band Sunbolt.
Walking down Main Street, getting to know the concrete, looking for a purpose from a neon sign.
I think that the genre that we play and that is what you would call Americana or even alt-country kind of stuff really started here with this song with Jay Farrar in the early 90s. You know, it had earlier sources, but this is really where true old-school country meets indie rock, almost.
I would meet you anywhere. Western sun meets the air. We'll hit the road, never looking behind.
And it's also about, I think, American decay, you know, back in the decades prior to gentrification that we see now.
Yeah, I love the opening line in that song where he's seeing all the neon signage and, like a good American, trying to draw some sort of significance or meaning.
St. Genevieve can hold back the water, but saints don't bother with the tear-stained eye.
This next song is a song called Casino Queen by the band Wilco. I had just gotten out of high school, and, you know, me and Marty were hearing this music, and we're like, oh, you know, you can mix this rural American music with hard rock, you know?
Well, money's pouring down, and the people are down, and it's floating out of town. I hit the second deck, and I spend.
I mean, that's a blues song. It's hard rock, but then they throw a fiddle into it. Like, I don't know, it's just so cool.
Casino.
And also, I mean, you know, where we grew up in Oregon, there's always Indian reservations with casinos on them. And so I grew up, you know, me and my dad, when we got to the coast to fish, you'd stop at the casino to get breakfast for $3 or whatever, you know, and you'd just see these old people gambling. And I don't know. This is, the imagery of it just really speaks to me. And also, I mean, he's talking about a riverboat gambling, you know, which in Oregon we don't need, but that's such an American image. I mean, it's Mark Twain. It's everything, you know. It's the river.
And the dealer keeps on joking as he takes my last token. Casino
Yeah, this next song is a song by R.E.M. called Night Swimming.
Night swimming deserves a quiet night. The photograph on the dashboard.
I think musically it kind of harkens back to sort of early, like almost Springsteen era instrumentation where it's, you know, it's a piano ballad kind of thing. But then the subject matter is so distinctly, at least for me, it just takes me back to, you know, where we grew up, swimming in the river, going skinny dipping with your buddies and your girlfriends, like we would do that.
I forgot my shirt at the water's edge, the moon is low tonight.
Yeah, that song and that record specifically occupy a very particular spot in my memory, my senior year in high school, and driving around with Eric and other people and, you know, listening to our favorite bands. And R.E.M. was, for me, maybe the first kind of quieter, more melodically driven band to kind of pull me out of, like, the glam metal and heavy metal scene that I was really listening to a lot of at the time.
And Michael Stipe was, he was kind of my first taste of, like, really using words to create these very distinct images.
Recklessness and water, they cannot see me naked. These things, they go away, replaced by every day. Night swimming, remembering that night. September's coming soon. Shut down, they tore down the town. My wife looked for the city, yeah, but I stuck around. A cold wind blows down an old dirt road where the time goes, but a man got on the nose. Now every night when the war bell rings, the gun will shiver it to the interstate and see what it brings. But I always end up out here all alone, where it all began, out on Cadillac.
That song, you know, musically it's guitar rock, and it's very sort of almost arena rock. But, you know, the lyrical content is just, it's a story about a logging town. And, you know, where we grew up, it was the logging towns, logging was the industry. And as those all shut down in the 80s and in the 90s, a lot of the kids that we ended up going to school with were from those towns and stuff. So for me, that song is just, I guess, very literally about, you know, about America, about this small town, and, you know, the industry dies thanks to corporate America, and everybody's got to leave.
Cadillac road, a fire starts in the heart, then it grows. Cause up here on Cadillac road, a wild man once said you never know just what you got until it's gone for good.
And in the course of that song, I say, you know, a wise man once said, you never know just what you have until it's gone for good. And to me, that's sort of the credo of America. Things are great, and then they're gone. And we're like, oh, man, that was great. Now it's gone. Let's move on, you know.
I got a teenage boy. He doesn't know my name. Sometime I go and watch him at his football games. But one of these days, I'm gonna tell him the truth about who his old man is, who I was in my youth, about how I dreamed.
Eric Early, Marty Marquis, and Brian Cook of the band Blitzen Trapper. That song, by the way, is called Cadillac Road. It's off their new album, All Across This Land. You can find their playlist and more American music at our website, hereandnow.org.